Under the large colored glass dome in the Petaluma Historical Museum stands a dress that means a lot to Mary Ann Ross.
It was made for my grandmother. She was married in 1906, and then my mother wore it. She was married in 1937, and then I wore it in 1982.
Mary Ann recently donated her dress to the museum. It's one of the few dozen on display as part of their current exhibit of vintage wedding dresses from local families. Her dress is made of beautiful white silk. The collar is of delicate lace. The bodice is gathered. The sleeves are puffy, ringed also in lace.
And then the skirt has really lovely detail. It's got tucks and then a lace inset and then more of the tucks and then a bottom layer of lace.
On the day of her wedding, Mary Ann wore the dress only for the ceremony, under the nervous, watchful eye of her mother.
We got married at our house in the backyard. My mother was very nervous that I'd tear it.
The Petaluma Museum, however, is the final engagement for this dress, and they promise to take good care of it.
My daughter did not want to get married in it, and she was the last one, so.
The exhibit's curator, Teresa Froschel, says this dress is her favorite. It's still in exquisite condition, and no other dress on the floor has seen quite so many important celebrations. One dress nearby, though, comes close.
This is a famous dress.
The Paris dressmaker, who made this for Charlotte Edwards, one of Petaluma's early pioneers betrothed in 1885 to Frank Denman, equipped it with extra material in the seams.
So that 50 years later, if she was going to live to celebrate her 50th anniversary, the dress could be released a little bit. And so it was, and she did have her 50th anniversary. And I found that out this morning.
These days, brides who want a traditional wedding rarely wear anything but large, white, lacy dresses. So it's a surprise to see that some of the oldest dresses in the collection don't fit our modern notion of wedding dresses at all.
I know.
White.
I know. They're wearing white petticoats. I guess they just come across the fabric and they like the color. They can wear it very often, and they usually have a hat made to match the color.
In some ways, these were more practical times. Many of us have mothers or grandmothers who were married in simple dresses. A photo of Teresa's own dress is on display at the museum.
It was just a simple, short damask dress. My mother made it. It came out pretty, and I had a nice veil.
It's hard not to love wedding dresses. They're beautiful, made for the most special of special occasions. They symbolize a new life and hopes for happily ever after. Dresses become part of a family's story, and in the case of those on display here, they become part of the town story, too. It's no wonder the exhibit has been so popular.
I'm receiving fan mails, how much they enjoyed it.
Unlike a well-matched marriage, the exhibit has a shelf life. Left out too long, the dresses will collect dust and be ruined. Stop by before September 30th, then, to see Mary Ann's dress, photos of Teresa's wedding, and the shoes and lacy dainties of early families kept from the special day on which they said I do. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.